item 1266, please.
Request of Mark Francis to address council regarding sidewalk closures.
Good morning. Come on up.
Is there a particular place you'd like us to
see? Any, right there is just fine.
The middle street, that'll work for you.
Those are handouts. Sure. I'd like to, because they kind of outline my position or my issues.
Certainly.
That's fine. We'll stand. That would be great.
Morning.
Good morning, commissioners. And first of all, thank you for the opportunity to address you. I've put this off for quite a while because, I just like to kind of go with the flow type of thing. But around the city, there's a ton of construction. And some issues that really impact myself, but also people that I work with, because I work for the Oregon Commission for the Blind, and I serve a lot of clients who have little or no vision, and as they travel through the city, they encounter sidewalks that are closed off. The first issue that I have is that the barricades that surround construction sites or permitted work sites on sidewalks are not standardized. They're as varied as a work site. I mean, we've encountered some that are made out of 2x4s, and they can vary in height. We've encountered chain link fences. We've encountered, as little as like caution tape to go around it. And so I feel that if these barricades were to be standardized, that when we come up to a closure, we would know that, okay, the sidewalk's closed off, and it's not just some obstacle in the sidewalk, because there are a lot of obstacles on sidewalks, I feel that if they're standardized, we'd know that the sidewalks were closed. Also, I travel with a dog, and what I could do is that I could have that dog identify barriers, because he's very good at identifying things that are similar, and he would let me know that where the barriers are, and then we could determine whether we can go out in a street or we could go around the block. And then the second issue two other things about these barriers. There's a company in Ohio that makes these plastic barriers. And the thing I like about them is that they're made out of plastic composites. So they're made out of recycled material, I believe. And then the second thing is that the labor to install them is like a breeze, because you just snap them together. So, I feel that it's very economical for companies doing business with the city, or even city crews, where the sidewalks are going to be blocked off, to use these barriers. And then the second issue is that these barriers need to have an audible component to them, in that they should have an audible signal, and they need to have a light on them so that pedestrians with low vision could see the light, maybe. But you would know that the barrier is coming up before you even get to it. And attached to the handout that I've provided you is a company that will install these signals onto barriers, too. So, I just think that as a safety thing, it would be wonderful to know that this is coming up. And then the third thing is that when you come to an intersection and there's construction going on, it makes it very difficult to proceed to that intersection, because you can't hear the traffic. And some companies provide, a lookout or someone to help you navigate the construction site. But then there's a lot of people that don't. And it can be as small as, someone cleaning out a storm drain with a big pump, or it could be leaf blowers. And so this issue, and along with these other two, they play a larger impact as we travel, like, to and from work. So, and it not only affects me, but it affects the people that I work with, and also the people that I serve. So I would like to bring, these issues to your attention, and I've provided, what I think are economical and simple solutions to them. And all I would ask is that, please don't give it to a committee, because things go to committee to die. So, if you could look at them, and then if you could say, okay, it belongs to this bureau, and I think Commissioner Fish is gone, so he'd be a safe person to give it to since he's not here.
Well, actually, committees exist for things to die, but actually we have some here where committees get things ready for implementation, and one that comes to mind here is obviously our Disability Commission.
Sure.
And so actually I'd love to pass on your correspondence to them and get their advice too in terms of how do we actually do this. Very helpful and thoughtful action call here from you, and in a way that I think both the City Council and those bodies like the Disability Commission that are responsible for helping us make sure that the Americans with Disabilities Act is actually made real, you know, on the streets of the city. So I think both them and we should take your good idea under consideration and see what we can do with it.
Okay, I would really appreciate, you know, action on this, and I understand that these are just my solutions, but you know, there's people out there that, you know, they might have other solutions, or there might be other companies. But I tried to give you my input, and I tried to give you the impact that would have the least effect on businesses doing work in Portland, because you know I like it when people are working, and I like to see construction sites out there because I know that the people out there are working and they're earning a living, and it makes the city alive is what it does. And so I like to see the construction. I would just like to find an easier way around that construction.
So, excellent.
Thank you. So if any of you have any questions, you're welcome to ask.
Thank you. Well, we will be in touch, and we appreciate this very much. Thank you.
And much as I appreciate your suggesting we pawn this off on Commissioner Fish, I think as the Transportation Commissioner, I need to look at it too.
And I just want to echo Mayor Hales' observation that the Commission on Disability is actually the commission that gets things done.
Yeah,
so I'm sure that they will be very happy to work with you on promoting some more policies on this. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right.